Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring songs released from September through December of 1966. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, The Supremes, The Miracles, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Temptations, Jimmy Ruffin, The Four Tops, and Kim Weston with Marvin Gaye. While the songwriting team of Holland, Doja, and Holland were red hot during this period of time, as well as running The Supremes and The Four Tops single schedules, they cut hits on The Elgins, which we heard the last half hour, The Miracles, Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston, The Isley Brothers, Junior Walker, and Martha and the Vandellas. Well, coming up, we'll hear Martha and the Vandellas' song, I'm Ready for Love. Well, it was exciting because it had that sort of a great beat, recalls Martha Rees. Usually, Holland, Doja, and Holland had a shuffle, but this one had more of a Latin beat to it. I really enjoyed it, she recalled. I loved the lyrics. I loved the way we sing I'm Ready, Ready Now in the middle of it. Well, here comes that great Martha and the Vandellas tune, a number 9 song from 1966. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Keep a coming around, playing with my heart. Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fowler.
You're the One I Want, and that reached number 17 from the featured year of 1966, in September of 1966 to be exact. Before that, the Supremes had another number one, this time You Keep Me Hanging On, and we started with that great song, Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature songs released from September through December of 1966. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder's song, A Place in the Sun. Well, this song was a perfect follow-up to Blowin' in the Wind, which we heard the last half hour. Well, Stevie Wonder biographer John Swenson recalled that the careworn optimism of the song's message and refrain in the chorus to keep moving on fit neatly into the protest music sensibility of that time and could easily have applied to the civil rights movement. Well, sentiment aside, it's an obvious sing-along smash. Well, collectors have noted that Motown issued the same song with several different timings. The DJ promo copies were labeled 2 minutes and 59 seconds, even though the song ran 3:13. And that's because back then, on AM radio in the United States, any song greater than 3 minutes didn't fit in many radio stations' formats, so they kind of fibbed about how long the song would last. And here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on.
Yeah.
get weary from the load. Moving on, moving on. Like this tired traveler, I've been rolling since my birth. Moving on. And you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. I know.
Have a favorite Motown song? Motown at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Got a shape and a pretty face, but there ain't nothing can take its place. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
reflection of a face I see. I'm hurting, downhearted, and worried, girl, 'cause that face doesn't belong to me. Oh, it's all over your face.
The Temptations, I Know I'm Losing You, and that reached number 9 from the featured year of 1966. Well, lead Temptations singer David Ruffin vividly conveyed the dread of a love affair about to collapse in that song. His grief is palatable, while Eddie Kendricks leads the sympathetic background vocals and a soaring cross of gospel and doo-wop. Well, before that, we heard a song originally made famous by Barrett Strong way back in the early years of Motown in 1960, and that was Money, That's What I Want, Part 2. The song was also recorded by the Beatles, and that was Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and that reached number 52 in the featured year of 66. And we started with Stevie Wonder, A Place in the Sun, a number 9 song from 66. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and let's continue to feature songs from 1966. Coming up, Jimmy Ruffin, David Ruffin's brother, and this is I Passed This Way Before, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken. Still
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. I wanna run, but there's nowhere to go, 'cause heartaches will follow me, I know. Without your love, the love I need, it's the beginning of the end for me. 'Cause you're taking away all my reasons for living when you pushed aside all the love I've been giving. Now wait a minute, didn't I teach you right now, baby? Didn't I do the best I could? Now didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. That was a Motown Memories favorite song, It Takes Two, and that was recorded and released in late 1966, and it reached number 14. Well, it had been 15 months since the last Margin and Kim 45, a song called What Good Am I Without You, which was only a minor hit, and it was 9 months since Kim's only modestly successful song called Helpless. Well, by now, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, must have been aware that Kim Weston was planning to leave the company with husband Mickey Stevenson, who was offered more than $1 million to head MGM's record West Coast division. Well, Mickey ran the record label for Berry Gordy. Well, that made It Takes Two, which had languished in the can for 9 months, her last hurrah. Its release may have also been influenced by the lack of product from Marvin Gaye. But Berry Gordy's hunch to release proved right, as the record made a great number 14 tune. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This is Tom Fallon. Hope you enjoyed it. This hour, we've been featuring Motown songs released from July to December of 1966. The Motown record label was clearly on a fantastic track. Well, if you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.motownmemories.com. That's www.motownmemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.